I've got something on my heart I want to preach this morning. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. I'm going to read you from verses 8 down through verse 19. I'll lay a foundation for you and then give you three or four little thoughts. But I tell you what, we need to remember something this morning. In this world, as much as it is chaotic, and there's many people walked in this room this morning. You walked in here under a test. You walked in here today with pressure. But I will give you good news. I got a God, He's able. And we're going to talk about Him this morning. Look at verse number 8 of chapter number 11, then we'll read to verse 19. 19 will be our thought today. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city, oh, I like that, which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking for that city. Older I get, the closer I get, the happier I think about it. Amen. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And she was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but have seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Woo! By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Listen, here's the text. Look at it with me. Memorize it today. If you're listening by way of live stream, please share the service today. This will help you and help your friends. Accounting. Well, this is good. Have you did any accounting lately? Have you looked around lately? Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in figure. Let me lay a foundation to this passage of scripture that I'm going to try to preach my head off. Amen. I'm going to. This book primarily was written to the early Hebrew Christians. Now I want you to know something. They were leaving one system, Brother Chad, the system of Judaism and of the law. I want all you to know something. Works will not get it for you this morning. They were leaving a system of Judaism for another system. They started out as a ritual. By the way, there's a lot of people that have religious rituals, but then when they got saved, they found reality. Somebody help me. They were caught up in good, but buddy, when they got saved, they found out what grace was. They were caught up in the shadows. But when they got saved, they got the real substance. Somebody help me preach. They got caught up in the temporary. But when they met Christ, they found the permanent. Amen. They got caught up in the prior. But when they met Christ, they got the ultimate. Can somebody say amen? I want you to know something. That's me this morning. They got caught up in the good. But when they met Christ, they got the best. They left religion for a relationship. I wish I could get that across to some of you this morning. This thing we're doing this morning is not religious. It's a relationship. It's not merely signing your name to a card and joining up to something. It's having a relationship with Christ. Amen. Some people got saved. Some just professed. Ain't we living there right now? There's a lot of people. They say they saved, but 6 days a week they walk around like the devil. Good preacher, Reverend. Then some people just merely rejected it all. And that's how we are this morning. There's some of you, you're going to receive the word with gladness this morning. Then there's some of you, you're just professing and going through the motions. And by the way, you need more than just a religious experience. You need a relationship with God. Whether you're a teenager, whether you're a mom and dad, whether you're a grandpa or grandma, you need a real relationship. Glory to God. See, when, go ahead and shout over there. That just sounds good to me. See, when they got saved, their families disowned them. When they got saved, their friends abandoned them. When they got saved, their foes hounded them. Well, I tell you, I saw this week, it just broke my heart, but it just tells you where we're living. If you're a Christian, you're living, you got a test on you every day. I saw this week where this boy was reading the Bible, preacher reading the Bible, and some leftist jerk, yes, I said it, took a Bible out of his hand, ripped it up, ate it. I hope he got something out of it. Hope it messes his belly up. Amen. Yeah, somebody help me preach. See, you hear me. It costs this Hebrew group. It costs these Christians something to serve God. By the way, I'm going to give you a nickel for a religion that doesn't, and a salvation that doesn't cost you something. They that live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. We will go through tests. It rains on the just and the unjust. There's storms on our life. Whether you're living a good life or whether you're not, we're going to have storms, but we need to count him as faithful and able to take care of us. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. By the way, the just shall live by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for in Hebrews 11:1. That's what we rest our life on. My life is not rested on my feelings. If it was rest on feelings, I'd still be down at 7484 Hamlin Road, Hurricane, West Virginia, sitting in my lazy boy. But I ain't resting on my feelings. It's resting on the fact that my whole life is resting on God. Woo! Man, I'm bogging down on the introduction. Amen. And it's evidence. Or the proof, the hope. I wrote something down. Can I read it to you? It's kind of original. I don't think I got it out of a book. even if I did, it was good. Listen to this. Listen to this carefully. Faith brings the invisible. Faith brings the visible and being seen. Faith brings the future into the present. Y'all with me? By faith, I believe I'm going to heaven, though I've never been there. By faith, I believe in God, though I've never touched him. By faith, I believe this Bible right here is the inspired, infallible, inerrant, preserved Word of God. Even though I wasn't there when they wrote it, I believe when the worlds were created by the Word of God, somebody hold up your Bible and praise him. I believe it's real this morning. I believe you can trust it this morning. I believe you can rely on this morning. Well, glory. Verse 6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'm going somewhere. By faith, we believe that he is. He's not the old man upstairs. Some of y'all in tests this morning, he ain't the old man upstairs. He is. He's a present God. He's Alpha, Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, the ending. In this passage, I'm trying to get to my message. I'm struggling. Abel worshiped by faith, brought a more excellent sacrifice. Those you singing blood song, it's still the blood. Hey, I base my whole life on the blood of Christ. Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Boy, well, I kind of want to be one of them was not. Somebody say amen. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm looking for the one that's getting ready to come back and see, get me. Abel worshiped by faith, and Noah walked by faith, or Enoch walked by faith, and Noah worked by faith. Could you imagine working on an ark? And he ain't never seen it rain. God just told him it was going to rain. He ain't never seen rain. Somebody help me preach right there. Then we arrive to our section this morning, verse 8. We arrive to Abraham. Listen to this, kids. He was called out. God said, get out of there. And he didn't even know where he's going. There's some of y'all in trials this morning. You don't know, have a clue what's going to go on. But I want to tell you what you need to do. You need to walk by faith. Abraham left. Hey, he left not knowing where he was going, not knowing what he was going to do. All God said, I'm going to make you a great nation. Then he told him, I'm going to give you a child, and that child, in that child, the whole world's going to be blessed. Somebody help me preach. He's 100. No wonder the Bible said he's dead. You ain't had to have no kids at 100. Ray, don't try, okay? She was 90 and barren, and her womb was dead. But I want y'all to know something. They believed God. Oh, yeah, they had their ups and downs. Don't you think your faith's not going to be tested? And sometimes we flop, and they did a couple times. I remember Curtis Hudson when he preached behind this pulpit. Just a few weeks before he died. And I love Curtis. Curtis, my friend, he gave me free ties. I got them in my closet. I don't wear them. I don't want to sweat on them. He just gave them to me. And Curtis sat right here and said, and you listen to this preacher this morning. There's a fine line between faith and unbelief. That's why the man said, Jesus said, you believe? He said, I believe. But help my unbelief. Hey, you're under these Christians, they were under pressure. Amen. God gave them a baby. All the promises in that baby. And then God looked at, look here, teenager. Look here, mom and dad. You know what God said then to Abraham? Now he's a prom, that's a promised child. I want you to go kill him. You said, I'm under a test. You under that kind? I want you to go kill your son and just trust me. And Abraham took him up a mountain. By faith. Somebody help me preach this morning. You say, preacher, I'm wavering. My marriage is a mess. My life's a mess. Everything, I'm wavering, preacher. You need to be strong in faith this morning and obey God and believe God. He said, we're going to go up and worship and then come back. Somebody help me preach. Look at verse number 19. Here's where I'm preaching. We're done. We'll be done in just a minute. How could he do all this, Chad? How could he believe he's going to have a baby? How could he take that child and take him up to a mountain and draw a knife and kill him? You said, preacher, I'm under a test. How can I get food? There ain't but one way. Here it is. Look at verse 19. Are y'all there? Accounting that God was able. I know we got some financial guys in the church. I look by Kurt Bryan. He's my chief financial advisor. You know what that word accounting means. It's a financial word. It's a word of calculation. I tell you what he done. Now, y'all hear this. We're living on this side of the cross, Chad. Right, Jeremy? We're living over here. We look back and we know that Jesus raised up Lazarus. We know that he raised up the widow named son because we're looking back. But the concept of resurrection for Abraham, he had no concept of resurrection. He had never seen resurrection. He didn't know that about resurrection, yet he believed. When he took that boy up on the mountain, he believed. He was good as dead. He already died in Abraham's mind. And Abraham was going on that mountain, and he was going to take that knife, and he was going to slay his son. Somebody help me preach. Our nation's being tested. Christians, we're being tested. Look at this test. And there's some people tapping out right now. They're filled with anxiety. Maybe you're here this morning. You're about ready to tap out. And you're ready. You're filled with anxiety. You need to do some calculation. Here's your calculation: that Jesus is alive. Amen. The Bible's real. Your faith is real. God can take you through. Lord, that's all introduction. I'm going to give you 4 points. I'm just going to give you the bone outline. But I want to tell you why he was able to do what he did. Number one, the past that God had performed. Hey, some of y'all look up at me. Raise your hand if God's done something for you in the past. Just slip them up for me, will you please? Amen. Tell you what he done for him in the past. He called him out. In Genesis 14, when he was chasing down the enemy, he chased down the enemy, and he chased the enemy down. Genesis 15, God covenanted Abraham in. Genesis 17, he changed Abraham up. Genesis 21, he clipped him on. And Genesis 22, he carried him through. And you say, Preacher Smith, but that was Abraham. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a man of like passion just like you are. He had blood in him just like you are. Let me tell you what he had. He had faith.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And that's something some of us lack. Amen. Am I preaching? I tell you what some of y'all need to do. Won't you go down memory lane? Some of you need to go down memory lane when you was in your darkest hour, when everything was up against you and you didn't know you was going to make it or not. And God, who is able, came through for you. Am I preaching? The promises he proclaimed. Genesis 12, he promised him a promotion. You know, a lot of these preachers around, a lot of people trying to promote themselves. I'll tell you what, you don't need to do that. God will take care of that. Amen. He promised him prosperity, and he blessed him. Yeah. Yeah. How many in this room raise both hands and say, I'm a blessed man? Amen. Well, you didn't do it. You say, I worked hard. Well, you wouldn't have had breath to work, wasn't for God. Amen. You wouldn't have sense to come in out of the rain, wasn't for God. Somebody help me preach this morning. I think I'm preaching. He's a great God. Genesis 15 promised protection. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been in this same church 45 years. I've had some enemies. I had some people with a knife in my back, around my neck, around my throat, wanting to choke me out. They gone, but I'm still here. You say, why are you still here? Not because I'm smart and not because I got intellect. Young people, I got a God that you can trust and I can trust who is faithful to protect us. That's some of y'all just take off running and shout, God's been so good. Yeah, it's your God. It's my God too. Chapter 17, he gave him permanence and and by the way, look at me. He that hath begun again, being confident of he that begun a good work in you, shall perform it unto the day of Christ. Look at me. The origin of my salvation is in his hands. The operation of my salvation is in his hands. And the outcome of my life is in his hands. Well, glory to God. Not only did he have promise to proclaim, he had the power of God he possessed. Thank God for the power of God. Amen. Let me ask y'all something. God said this to Abraham, the angel did. Is there anything too hard for God? You said, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I don't know what you're going through, but I know God does. Amen. Amen. Genesis 14, God said, I am supreme. Genesis 17, he said, I'm El Shaddai. You said, what's that mean? That's the many-breasted one. That's the satisfier. That's the sufficient one. I want you to know when I got saved, I found God is satisfying. I'm not satisfied with the world. I'm glad I don't have to have a liquor bottle to satisfy me. I shoot my arm up in drugs. I watch pornography to satisfy me. I got somebody satisfied me and done something for me that nobody else could do. Genesis 18 said, I'm sovereign. Throughout the book of Genesis, he said, I'm solo. Ain't nobody can compare to God. Ain't nobody can touch God. There ain't nobody. Hey, he's inexhaustible. He's an ever-present God. You said, preacher, I'm drooping. I'm in trouble. I'm in trial. You need to trust him. I'm about to preach up a sweat this morning. I'm trying. He's a superior God. He's superlative. You find yourself in a struggle. I think I'm preaching to some people this morning. You're in a struggle. You've been struggling. Can I tell you something? Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a high tower. Yeah, let me finish with the most important part. I don't miss this. I'm closing. The picture that's presented here. Look at verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in figure. Oh, glory to God. In Abraham's mind, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac had already died. Amen. But I tell you what, he was sincere. You know what we need this morning? Some people, Jeff, that's sincere. Amen. Tell you what he done. He said, come on, boy. He's sincere. The boy carried the wood. He laid him upon the sacrifice. He's sincere, and also he was ready to sacrifice. He had the knife up. I saw your little girl praying. You over praying on her. Wouldn't it be kind of hard to put the knife up on her and cut her throat and drain her blood and flay her and make her a burnt offering? That's what he was going to do. You say, well, I don't think my test is that. That's what he was going to do. But then he found out about a great doctrine of substitution. He had the knife ready, Lois, and what the angel did, whoops, now I know that you believe God. Now I know. You know what God needs to see in this congregation? Some people that quit going by your feelings and trying to calculate yourself, but calculate on God, rest on God, reckon God faithful.
Amen.
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 Woo!
Amen.
You said, what do you mean by substitution? Well, there's a ram right when he had the knife up. This is good right here. I'm about ready to move. I'm pretty close here. Ain't I? Let your heart not be troubled. That ram was coming to the right territory at the right time, and it was the right type. I'm glad there have been some times my life's been tried, and I didn't know which way was up, but I thank God. Thank God that he came to my territory at the right time. Well, glory to God. And well, Lord, and had the right type of remedy. I want you to know something. Thank God for substitution in the morning. Thank God. And by the way, all this is pictured because on this same mountain that Abraham went to sacrifice his son is where the Lord Jesus Christ went and died for your sin. Am I preaching? I'm done, but let me give you this. I'm finished. Boy, stay with me now. I'm done. I want to ask you a question. How many saved? Raise your hand. If you say, thank you. I want you to be honest with me. Be transparent with me. How many of you in this room is going through a big test in your life? And I want you to be real honest. Raise your hand. I'm going through a test. Raise them high. All over. You believe he's able? You know what I'd like for you to do? Everyone that raised your hand, won't you come up right now and kneel at this altar? Lois, you come and stop singing and stand, everybody, and kneel at this altar and say, God, I'm going to trust you. No matter what comes, no matter what, I'm trusting you. I'm in a trial. I'm in a test. I know I am. And I'm tired of trying to handle myself. I'm going to trust you. That's why I feel the altar. Kids, are you under test at school? You have a problem. Feel the altar. Then I want to ask this question. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I'm not 100% sure if I died today I'd go to heaven. I don't know for sure I'm saved. But I tell you what, I don't want to leave this building lost when I know that God's able to save me. How many right now just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I've never been saved or I'm not sure I'm saved. Raise your hand. I'm just not sure. Slip it up high. Slip it up high. I'm not sure, preacher. Let me pray. Our Father, I want to pray for these at the altar. I pray for the others that's in the room that's being tested. Maybe they just bow at their seat right now and just get some help. And Lord, just bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing.